Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Saturday evening, afternoon. I don't know when the evening turns into the evening. I think it's right around now. Hey there, Gordon Damer with you. Right here on The Fan, taking you up until 10 o'clock tonight. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. And with you for the next 4 hours. Do we have enough to talk about? We got too much to talk about, but we got to squeeze. We got to cram it all in the next 4 hours. And look, this show is about finding some answers. I think I have some answers. Maybe you have some answers. And tonight, what we're going to do is we are going to rely on the power of the crowd. What is the power of the crowd? The power of the crowd. It's the idea that large groups of people, when aggregated properly, can make better judgments and predictions than small groups or a group of experts. So an example of that might be the stock market or polling averages or Wikipedia. They all kind of rely on that principle. And why we need the power of the crowd is to find some answers, because it's clear the Yankees can't find them on their own. I mean, every single year, it is the same old song and dance. It's outrageous, but yet somehow completely predictable. You know, the amount of people after the Yankees beat the Blue Jays in Game 3 and Judge has the moment, all that type of stuff, the amount of people who suddenly flipped in their opinion on how the series was going to go. Oh, they're definitely going to win Game 4. This series is definitely going back to Toronto. Guys, did you just get here? Did you just show up? Well, it's a bullpen game for the Blue. Yes, that's an even bigger problem that it's a bullpen game. So what did the Yankees go out there and do in Game 4? Absolutely nothing. 2 hits through 6 innings. And I guess if you're trying to look on the bright side, hate to be so negative right out of the box, but if you're looking to be on the bright side, the good thing about the way the Yankees got ousted from the playoffs this year against Toronto is, if you want to point a finger anywhere, you can, and you would not necessarily be wrong. I saw a lot of people talking about the starting pitching. How am I going to argue that? Max Fried, garbage. Carlos Rodon, garbage. $55 million worth of starting pitching. And they gave up 13 runs and got 16 outs. You don't need to be Bill James to know 13 runs for 16 outs. That's not good. You might say it's atrocious. You might say it's horrendous. So if you were to say starting pitching, Gordon, it all starts and ends with starting pitching. I couldn't really argue that much. The starting pitching was hot garbage. I will grant you that. If you want to talk about the bullpen, bullpen was an issue all year. Luke Weaver's performance in Game 1, was that a week ago now? We were sitting here talking about that Game 1 and how 2-1 in that game very well might be the pivot point of the series. And looking back on it now, kind of feels like it was the pivot point in the series. So if you wanted to point to the Yankee bullpen, you could. If you wanted to point to the defense, you could. But I didn't just show up. I didn't all of a sudden just get here overnight. I've been with this Yankee team, watching them year, like you have probably, year in and year out during this tenure, the Cashman Boone tenure. And if there is one thing that's consistent, outside of the fact they don't win a World Series, if there's one thing that's consistent, every single year the offense is terrible. It's not just this year. It's every year. The biggest problem the Yankees have under Aaron Boone is they are always at their worst when the games are the biggest, especially the bats, the offense. And the way the Yankees are drawn, yes, they spend a lot of money on starting pitching. Yes, their bullpen during this tenure generally has been pretty good. Certainly better than it was this year. But the Yankees are designed to score runs. They scored more runs than anyone else in baseball in the regular season. And this has happened before. They score a ton of runs in the regular season. Playoffs begin, and the bats go silent. They have opportunities, and they don't cash in. It happens every single time. The names change, but the results remain the same. And you can go up and down the Yankee lineup for this year. Maybe no glaring problem than Giancarlo Stanton. Home run hero of many postseasons past. This year, basically gave you nothing. Now, it's hard to kill him this year because he's been so good in years past. But if we're talking about this year, he was part of the problem. The offense was the main culprit for why the Yankees are no longer in the playoffs. But, of course, he's not alone. Cody Bellinger, the guy I hear everybody, oh, got to bring back Cody Bellinger. Got to bring him back. I mean, I'd like to bring him back. He is a Boris client, so can I wait to see what the price tag is before we agree? Well, we got to bring back Cody Bellinger. Would it be that outrageous for Scott Boris to bring up some ridiculous, Cody Bellinger is a legendary player. Let's see what the price tag is before we say yes. But Cody Bellinger, he of the OPS in the playoffs of 660. It's a nice tie-in with the station on the AM dial. I would like his OPS to be a little higher. Especially if I'm about to go out and spend, $200 million on him. Jazz Chisholm. A lot of talk about good things, not a lot of production with good things. Hit 182, a slugging of 309. Ben Rice, gotta get Ben. Remember in the playoffs, how could they not have Ben Rice in the lineup? Ben Rice did a whole lot of nothing in the postseason, especially against the Blue Jays. 182, slugging of 273. Trent Grisham, 2-for-17. This is like the scene in Animal House where Dean Wormer runs down the Delta's grade point averages at Animal House. 0.0. And this happens every year. And I know that because I use the same joke every single year. The Yankees' bats are at their worst when the best is needed. So I want to find some solutions to this. I want to find some answers to this. I think I have some. I'd like to dispel some others. Because I know when you bring up that the Yankees don't score in the postseason, people lie right to your face. They lie right to your face every single year. The Yankees don't hit home runs. They don't score runs in the postseason. And what do people say? What's the first thing that people go to? Well, it's because the Yankees are too home run reliant. They're too home run driven. You're not going to be able to hit those home runs in October. That is not true. It's not true right now. It's never been more not true. So far in this postseason, the one that's going on right now, as we speak, teams who out-homer their opponent are 15-4. I don't know. Somebody's hitting home runs. The home runs are someplace. I know it's kind of hard to say, the Blue Jays, they don't hit home. They're hitting home runs right now. They were hitting home runs the entire series. What are you talking about? well, that might just be a this year. No, last year teams out-homered their opponents 23-8. I don't know. It's not foolproof, but it seems like it's a pretty good strategy. So far this postseason, basically 40% of the runs that have been scored in the playoffs that are happening right now, the runs are scored via the home run. 40%. Last year, it was 41. 2023, it was 47. It was even higher in 2023, which makes me believe there's a good chance that as the playoffs go along, the percentage of runs that are scored by the home run are going to be even higher. So it ain't that. This idea, well, you know, the Yankees are just too home run reliant. That's not true. Think of it yourself. If you're a Yankee fan, who has given you the best at bats and the most production over the last 5 years? Who's been the most consistent Yankee performer offensively in October? Chances are you'd probably say Giancarlo Stanton. He's not breaking down bunts. He's not looking to go the other way and get a guy over. He's hitting home runs. So that ain't the problem. The problem is when they get to October, the Yankees don't hit on. That's the problem. The lack of home runs. Well, you know, Gordon, it's because you can't do that against the good pitchers. The Yankees just got shut down in a bullpen game against the Blue Jays. I could understand if they're going up against Tarek Skubal and they're not scoring. All right, fine. I'll grant you that. There's only one Tarek Skubal, and he was not on the Blue Jays. The Yankees got shut down by Kevin Gausman, Trey Savage, and a bullpen game. So it's not the reliance on home runs, and it's not, well, you know, these other teams, their pitching is just so much better. Now, what do I think the problem is? And certainly want to hear from you, 888-808-1019. I think a couple of things jump out to me. And these are not easily solvable. And I don't even know if the Yankees are really looking for a solution, which we'll get into in the course of the show as well. One of the problems is the Yankees have now collected guys who do not perform in October. And this is not just about the lineup, although we'll focus on that too. Max Fried, Carlos Rodon. Those are two guys who have pitched a lot in October and have stunk a lot in October. Max Fried has now pitched in 13 postseason series. His ERA is close to 5.5. Carlos Rodon, 5.5, that sounds like Sandy Koufax compared to Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon, he's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pitched in 7 postseason series, so not as much. Some might even say half. His ERA is 7.5. Not good. And those are two of the main cogs of your rotation in October. And they're not any good in October. Then when you get to the offense, Cody Bellinger, this series, I think he put up an ERA, an OPS of 660. Again, nice tie into the AM dial. That's basically what his OPS has been in the postseason in his career. 17 postseason series. He's not really a postseason performer. And run through the other guys that you're kind of counting on. Jazz Chisholm. He's not played in that many playoff series, but now seven series, hits 170, an OPS of 543. Trent Grisham, who might not be back, I don't know, 160 hitter in eight postseason series. So the Yankees have a lot of, and those are not just guys, on like those are like the top eight guys outside of Judge in, you know, war, or, you know, the main cogs of the Yankee roster. It's kind of hard to overcome guys who are your main cogs of your roster who do not perform in the time of year where your season is judged. So that's one big problem, and not easily fixable. And again, it's really not easily fixable considering the Yankees, I don't even think, are trying to fix it. The other thing that's harder to define is the Yankees melt down in the spotlight. Now, I get that it's harder to define that, but it happens every single year. They are less than what they are during the regular season in October. And that sometimes happens in a short sample size. This is every single year. This happens all the time. This is consistent. When the Yankees go up against the good teams in October, they are less than. And it's kind of hard for me to not kind of attribute that to the approach of the organization under this current makeup of Cashman and Boone. You know, they moved off Joe Girardi because he was seen as too rough, too demanding on players, and they needed a fresh voice, a voice who was going to have a better connection to the younger players. And here we are, 8 years in, and no Yankee manager has managed more and accomplished less, and the production does not back anything up. Like, you would think by now, if approach, we have to have this softer approach so that guys can be their best in the biggest moments. Where are some examples of that? It's very hard to find. Why is it that the Yankees are always less than come October? Why does the other team always seem to get more out of their talent, even the lesser guys, not even just the best guys? So I've heard a lot of, you know, the Yankees have a better roster than the Blue Jays did, or they have more talent than the Blue Jays do. And I don't know if that's true or not. 888-808-1019, we can discuss that. But what you can't say is that the Yankees, as an organization, are getting the most out of the talent that they have. You can't tell me that this Blue Jays team was this much better than the Yankees. I get that the playoffs are a crapshoot, and you can, if you solely focus on that in one small sample size, it probably doesn't give you a true picture of what's going on. You're going to get outliers. But again, this is every single year. Every single year. And you see guys like the Blue Jays have. Oh, you know, the Yankees need more guys like Ernie Clement. Ernie Clement killed the Yankees. Ernie Clement is a 29-year-old journeyman who's playing on his third team in 5 years. Does anybody actually believe that if the Yankees had Ernie Clement, that he would perform like he did for the Blue Jays? Of course not. So what's missing there? To me, it certainly feels like it's an approach thing. It's something in your head that is affecting the performance on the field. So if you want to yell about Aaron Boone, you can. I don't think that there was anything about this series particularly that I would point to and say, well, you know, Aaron Boone was the culprit, and that's why I want him changed. You can yell and scream about that all you want. It seems pretty clear by everybody's judgment that he's not going anywhere. To me, the bigger issue is Brian Cashman. It seems pretty clear at this point. There's a better chance Hal Steinbrenner leaves than Brian Cashman leaves. He's like the fifth Steinbrenner at this point, Cashman. So that's not going to change. And I don't even know at the end of the day that the Yankees are really looking to fix the problems that they have. Like, do you think right now that the Yankees organization is sitting back and thinking to themselves, man, we gotta figure out a way? Or do you think they're like, nah, we didn't do it this year?
It was still a pretty good year. We still won 94 games. You know, we could have won the division. We lost the tiebreaker. You know, these things got through it without Cole. Like, which I think I know which approach I have. Because if you're telling me it's the first one, that they are distraught about that, well, then that would make you think there has to be changes, right? Like, if you're distraught about something, think about your own life. You're distraught. That's the point of time where you say, you know what, I got to change something. I don't know what it is, but I got to figure this out. The Yankees, I don't think, are distraught by any stretch of the imagination. So I don't know that they're going to try and fix this. I don't even know if they're going to acknowledge it. But if you're a Yankee fan who's looking at the problems and seeing the production and the lack of production every single October, to me, and probably to you, the Yankees have to go about fixing their offense, because until they do that, nothing else matters. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Coming up, we'll get some of your phone calls involved. Yankees are certainly on the table. What needs to change? And look, I don't think that there's going to be a ton of changes. There's two things that I think that the Yankees could absolutely do and should do this offseason, and probably will try to do this offseason, that would be two big changes that would help next season. So we'll tackle that. We'll get your phone calls involved. We got a lot of stuff to do. Just getting started on a Saturday night, taking you up until 10 o'clock. It is Gordon Damer right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.